Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners, use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, which I've been a part of for going on 23 years now, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link and sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur or you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself, start a home-based business, and help change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We will get to your calls in our next segment, and we will be talking to Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski, MD, PhD, internationally recognized physician, as well as researcher. He's been treating patients with terminal cancer for over 30 years. He is a member in good standing of the American and World Medical Association, and he has a lot to say about something called antineoplastons. We'll talk to Dr. Brzezinski about cancer and antineoplastons. He's the author of hundreds of scientific publications and currently holds hundreds of patents as well. He is an internationally recognized expert on cancer. We've got Stanislav Brzezinski at the bottom of the hour and your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So continuing on with the skin, the very mysterious yet beloved organ. Actually, we have a love-hate relationship, I like to say, with our skin. We love it and we hate it. We love it because we spend so much time and attention on taking care of the skin. Oh my goodness. The skin gets so much love and so much attention, but at the same time, most people are really frustrated with their skin. Or at least many people are really frustrated with the skin. And most older adults, once we reach a certain age, I'd say most people are frustrated with their skin because we don't really understand it. That's why I think for the last few weeks and going on for the next couple of months, we'll probably be talking about the skin a lot. I think that's it's really important, although obviously it's not as important to talk about skin health as it is to talk about heart health or liver health. Yeah, with all the attention we pay to taking care of our skin, it makes sense to try to understand the skin. As we say, structure equals function, so we spend a lot of time talking about structure so we can learn how to optimize function. If we don't understand structure, we're not going to be able to optimize function, and then we will fall prey for all kinds of misleading strategies. And we'll fall prey for all kinds of misleading advice about how to take care of our skin. That's exactly what's happening. That's why most people are not happy with their skin or their skincare products. So last program we talked about this really interesting molecule. You don't hear a lot about it. It's called filaggrin, filament aggregating protein. And unlike getting too much into the weeds with biochemistry and with the skin, you sure can get into the weeds with the biochemistry. I learn 5 or 10 new things about the skin that I didn't know before almost every day. Literally, almost every day I learn 5 to 10 new things that I didn't know about the skin. I've been studying it for 40 years, hardcore. So this molecule, filaggrin, it's spelled F-I-L-A-G-G-R-I-N, is made in skin cells as they're migrating from the bottom to the top. As the skin cells are migrating from the bottom layer, the so-called basal layer, the base layer, this is where you get your cancer from, basal cell carcinoma. As these cells are migrating upwards towards the top, they're going through all kinds of weird changes. And some of these changes involve the production of certain proteins. And one of these proteins is called filament aggregating protein. It gets its name because its main job, or at least the first thing that we saw it do, is tie up fibers. Microscopic fibers got tightened. They aggregated, filament aggregating, fiber aggregating. These proteins got tightened and compacted. And as the cells moved upwards and these proteins got compacted, that accounts for much of the hardness associated with the surface of the skin. The surface of the skin has a certain hardness, and it depends on this compaction or compacting of these proteins that is a function of this molecule, filaggrin. But filaggrin does much more than that. Probably the most fascinating thing that filaggrin does is it gets broken down into something called the natural moisture factor. And this natural moisture factor, again, is something you don't hear a lot about, but deficiencies in filaggrin and deficiencies in the natural moisture factor are one of the major, major reasons why people have dry skin. Perhaps dry skin, technically called xerosis, X-E-R-O-S-I-S, is the most common skin complaint. And people don't know what to do. For literally centuries, we put on so-called moisturizers, which are nothing more than concoctions of wax and oil and grease and silicone. And we've just coated the skin with this stuff, and that's what we think moisturizes the skin. Let me say this as clearly as I can. I've said it before, and people get angry when I say it, but this is just the facts. The dumbest thing we can ever do, for our dry skin is put a moisturizer on it. How's that sound? I know I probably said that before, but it's shocking on the one hand, but it's really important to understand because it accounts for our collective, cultural, societal, human racial problem that we have with dry skin. Human skin should not be dry. Human skin should not be dry ever. If you have dry skin, you got a problem. You got a health problem, and smearing grease on it isn't going to make a difference. In fact, this is why I say it's the dumbest thing we can ever do. Smearing grease, that's what I'm going to call moisturizer, grease on your skin, just suppresses the natural moisture factor. It suppresses filaggrin. It suppresses the healthy movement of cells from the bottom to the top. So we put things on our dry skin that make our dry skin worse. That's called getting addicted to your moisturizing lotion. And I learned this when I was working for Blistex because people get addicted to their Blistex the same way. Just like you get addicted to your moisturizing lotion and you can't be without it, people get addicted to their Blistex and they can't be without it, or their chapstick or their Carmex, whatever you want to call it, because the same thing's happening on the lips. The lips are loaded with filaggrin, loaded with natural moisture factor. You put the grease on, whether you call it Blistex or whatever you call it, Carmex, you put the grease on your lips, you shut down the filaggrin, you shut down the natural moisture factor, you suppress the healthy movement of cells from the bottom to the top, and guess what? When your greasy Blistex wears off, now you need more. And then you suppress the cells and the natural moisture factor and the filaggrin even more, and now you need more, and then you keep going. Some people cannot go half an hour without smearing Blistex or Carmex or chapstick on their lips. Likewise with moisturizer. The same mechanism takes place with so-called moisturizer. Slickerizer. That's all so-called moisturizer does. It creates a slick sensation on the surface of the skin. It is, from a chemical perspective, it's really crazy. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open for you. Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski will be with us at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on
on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have all our lines open for you. Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his anti-neoplaston, or his neoplaston theory of cancer, and using anti-neoplastons for dealing with cancer. Dr. Brzezinski has been his work has been replicated by the National Cancer Institute, the Medical College of Georgia. He's an author of hundreds of scientific publications and holds hundreds of patents as well. He's been a researcher and an associate professor at Baylor School of Medicine, and he's currently a clinical. He's currently working clinically with cancer patients. We'll talk to Dr. Brzezinski at the bottom of the hour. I get your calls this segment if we have calls at 844-236-6010. So filaggrin. This really fascinating protein, filament aggregating protein that's responsible for giving the surface of the skin its hardness, is also a major player in skin moisturization. It's also a major player in skin sun protection. Last week we talked about this stuff called urocanic acid. Urocanic acid is another one of these molecules. How do you like all these things that you never heard of that are really functional and really important for keeping the skin healthy, but we've never heard of them? How many of you guys have ever heard of uricanic acid? Uricanic acid really isn't found anywhere else but in the body, but on the skin. There's some in the liver, but it's basically a waste product and turned into another amino acid in the liver. But it's functional, really only functional in the skin. It's a byproduct of filaggrin. It's a natural sunscreen. Filaggrin, by the way, the functionality of filaggrin depends on the amino acid histidine, another one of those amino acids you don't hear a lot about. Histidine deficiency is not uncommon. Histidine is, it was thought that it was not essential. It was thought it was only essential for infants for many years, but now we know it is at the very least conditionally essential, but it would be a good idea to think of it as essential. What that means is if you're not getting enough histidine, you're not going to be able to make filaggrin. You're not going to be able to make filaggrin. You're not going to be able to make the natural moisture factor. You're not going to be able to strengthen your stratum corneum, the surface of the skin. That means something as simple as supplementing with histidine can go a long way towards helping you with your dry skin. Dry skin is not a moisturizer issue. Dry skin is not a topical issue. Dry skin, as with all health challenges, and as with all skin health challenges, is a nutritional issue. There's many things you could do to deal with dry skin. And we'll talk about some of these in our coming episodes, coming Bright Side episodes. But for now, please understand that if you have dry skin, I'm not trying to be mean here, I'm not trying to be confrontational, but if you have dry skin, you got a health issue. You have a nutritional issue. Something's not being processed correctly. Something's missing. And that's really how we want to start to look at our skin and our skin problems. They're not issues that have to do with topical products. That's, you know, I've been in the topical business, topical formulation business for many years. Say, whoa, gosh, Ben, you make topical products. Well, yeah, I do. But my topical products are all nutritional because you can nutriate the skin from the outside in. That's what skincare products, topical skincare products should do, in my opinion. Topical skincare products, if they're going to be effective, should work with the biochemistry, should be enhancing the biochemistry of the skin. Most skincare products are mechanical. They work topically and mechanically. They don't work biochemically. To work biochemically in the skin, you've got to address the cell. That is the secret, and that is the missing link in all of healthcare, really. But especially in the skin, we don't address the cell. If you use my topical formulations, say, for example, my Truth Transdermal C Serum, you're going to be addressing the cell because vitamin C addresses the cell. And the other ingredients in my Truth Transdermal C Serum get the vitamin C to the cell. Retinol gets to the cell. Ionic minerals, plant-derived minerals, get to the cell. Alpha-hydroxy acids, get to the cell. You want to be at the level of the cell if you're going to have long-term effects. And if you want to have some soothing effects, perhaps, on the surface of the skin, use hyaluronic acid. Use polysaccharides. Use fucoidin. I did a talk for my friends Ray and Yolanda. Ray and Yolanda Brown on Saturday about fucoidin. We didn't get to talk about a lot about fucoidin in the skin. Fucoidin, you guys may know of, is the Fucoid-Z if you're doing longevity products. It is an awesome topical skincare ingredient. It's a polysaccharide. And the skin responds to it. The skin cells respond to this polysaccharide. In fact, you can take your Fucoid-Z, your capsules, and you can put them right on your skin. You could, you know, have to dissolve it in some liquid, some water, or even a topical product that you're using. If you're using a moisturizer, if you're using a cream, which I don't recommend. Or just put it in a water bottle. Put your Fucoid Z in a water bottle. Do it fresh because it'll break down. It'll start to stink. But if you do it fresh, just break up your Fucoid Z capsule, put it in some water, and spray it right on your skin. Fucoid Z also has some vitamin C in there, too. Zinc ascorbate and some zinc. Some vitamin C in the form of zinc and just plain old ascorbic acid. It'll break down, but you can use it for the short term. And guess what? There's some literature that shows that Fucoidin can actually help you with eczema. Why? Because it's a polysaccharide. What does that have to do with anything? It's going to stimulate and improve cellular health. It's all about the health of the skin, people. It's all about the health of the cell, I should say. Health of the skin depends on the health of the cell. The beauty of the skin depends on the health of the skin. The health of the skin depends on the health of the skin cell. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Let's see, got a couple interesting stories here. Soles of the feet should be checked for skin cancer. This is from the New England Journal of Medicine. Stress and damage caused by walking and running could be a risk factor for melanoma on the soles of the feet. What does that tell you? Well, the soles of your feet don't get a lot of sun, right? You're walking on the soles of your feet unless you stick your feet up in the sun. For the most part, the soles of the feet aren't going to be exposed to the skin to get, aren't going to be exposed to the sun to get melanoma. So what does that tell you? It tells you melanoma is not a sun issue. It's a stress issue. It's a damage issue. It's a cellular issue. Dr. Ruhei Okuyama, professor of dermatology at the Shinsu University School of Medicine, and his colleagues examined 123 patients who have been diagnosed with melanoma on the soles of their feet. The average age of patients diagnosed with melanoma on their feet was 74 years old. Stress people, duress people, cancer is not about the sun, although the sun can be a stressor, that is true. It's the stress, it's not the sun. All right, let me do this one more here. People with a sense of oneness experience greater life satisfaction. I should probably give this one a little more attention because this is really interesting. This is from the Journal of Psychology, Religion, and Spirituality. People who believe in oneness, the idea that everything in the world is connected and interdependent, appear to have greater life satisfaction than those who don't. Maybe because if you believe in oneness, you have more intelligence because everything is one. Everything is united. Everything is connected. It's called the unified field theory. And even, you don't even need to be, that's in physics, but you don't even need physics to understand the connection that everything has. Where is their disconnection? Every time I breathe out, you breathe in. Right now, I am breathing in molecules and atoms that Albert Einstein or the Buddha or Jesus Christ or Abraham Lincoln or Julius Caesar breathed out sometime throughout history. Every time we breathe out atoms and somebody else breathes them in. Our bodies themselves are made from elements that came from an exploding supernova billions of years ago. Of course, everything is connected, and there's no disconnection. So people with a sense of oneness understand reality. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about anti-neoplastons in cancer. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted on Fox News Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the border in recent weeks have been released into the United States.
Approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000.
Have been released?
Yes.
The House will vote Thursday on a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, pushing back an original plan vote for Monday. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor Monday, but actual voting will take place 30 September. A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board was at the site of an Amtrak derailment in north-central Montana that killed three souls and left seven hospitalized Sunday. The westbound Empire Builder was en route from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks about 4 p.m. Saturday near Joplin. That's a town of about 200 citizens near the Canadian border. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Tom Homan, former ICE director on Fox News, says it's just another distraction when Biden attacks Border Patrol agents.
I talked to 9 retired chief patrol agents. I talked to 2 retired CBP commissioners. I talked to 5 chiefs of Border Patrol that were national chiefs, the same position that Raul Ortiz has now. Every one of them, 100% of them, said they did not violate policy, they did not violate regulations. They did their job. But now they're being, you know, thrown on the bus by this administration. It's a shame that the men and women who wear that uniform and put their lives on the line for this country are now being attacked for doing their job. They're, you know, President Biden's decisions, the Secretary Mayorkas' decisions, put them in this position. And they did their job. No one wants to talk about the fact that the Haitians are committing a crime entering the country illegally. It's a violation of federal law to enter this country. It's a crime. It's a violation of Title 8, United States Code 1325. And when they oppose, when they resist arrest, like you saw in the video, that is a felony, Title 18, United States Code 111. But no one wants to talk about the crime being committed, and these law enforcement officers who have the job to enforce that crime, stop that crime, are being attacked.
An Atlas V rocket will launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California Monday with the Landsat 9 Earth Observation Satellite. Launch is scheduled for 2:12 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box with 11 years of archived information, daily archived information, lots of good and unique and original health information. all free. You can hit the search engine if you miss a topic or want to review a subject or want to share a subject with a friend or loved one. That's at brightsideben.com. We also have the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, my blog, and our news stories and videos and interviews at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on the websites, as well as a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a longevity business. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Now is the perfect time to start a home-based business as well as a nutritional supplement business, as more and more people are understanding the importance of lifestyle changes and nutritional supplementation for health and longevity. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with post-surgical prevention of post-surgical scarring, post-trauma scarring, eczema, psoriasis, acne, just plain old dry skin. All our True Skin Health products are made with only 100% active and functional ingredients. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, water, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Take a look at our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, and you can purchase our True Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today, Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski. He really needs no introduction. He's internationally recognized as a cancer specialist. He's been treating patients with terminal cancer for decades. I've been following his work for decades. He's a member in good standing with the American and World Medical Association. He's published hundreds of scientific publications, co-authored and authored hundreds of scientific publications. He holds hundreds of patents. He's been recognized on articles, television interviews, and he's received numerous awards for his contributions to cancer treatment. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski. Hey, Dr. B.
Hi, how are you? Pleasure to be with you.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be with you. After all these years, I feel like I know you, even though I've never this is the first time we've talked, but I've been following your work for so long. So cancer is the sword of Damocles that we all live under. We never really know when that sword is going to drop. And just in the last couple of months, I've had three friends who have had cancer. One has succumbed to cancer. It's just horrible scourge that human beings face. First of all, we get into your theories of healing and anti-neoplastons. Tell us a little bit about cancer, why it seems to be so endemic, and why is it that human beings can't seem to get our hands around this horrible plague?
Well, let's look at this in general prospect. Everybody heard probably about cyber attacks, about a cyber war. Mm. It looks like a cyber war could be extremely devastating. It could shut off the country if it's done by some evil forces. And what I came about, and I published a theory about it about 35 years ago, is a cyber war on cancer. Because cancer is the disease of information processing.
Mm.
There are many theories, what is cancer, etc. Well, basically, in every cancer, you have error in information processing. And you have a program, you have a computer program in the body, which is directing, feeding wrong information to the patient's body and forcing his body to make billions of good-for-nothing cancer cells, which ultimately will kill the patient. This network, this program, which is direct in development of cancer, consists of mutated genes. And now we know that in average case of cancer, you have about 100 mutated genes, but basically this is from about 40 to 650 mutated genes. The highest number is in glioblastoma, which is the most difficult to treat. Well, what happened to these genes? Well, the genes were inherited from the patient in perfect, pristine shape. But during our life, they were damaged by a variety of factors, viruses, chemicals, stress, etc. It takes years, but ultimately when about 40 to 50 mutated genes are mutated, they form a network. They form a program, a software which is telling the body how to make cancer. And in every cancer, we have such type of software. So in order to get rid of cancer, we have to get rid of the software.
Mm.
Surgery can get rid of this if the tumor is small and the tumor is removed and the mutated genes are limited only to this particular tumor and they're gone, okay? But in advanced cancer, when we have many hundreds of billions of cells in the body, which are cancerous and spread all over, current approach is powerless. Certainly, chemotherapy radiation is unable to remove the software, okay? Even if the tumors are gone, the software persists, and ultimately, the cancer will come back and kills the patient, okay? So the right thing to do is to attack the problem. I put together the idea of cyber war on cancer, which means identify which genes are mutated and causing the problem and hit this gene with the treatment. Get rid of them, okay? If you can get rid of them, the patient can be cured, okay? And now technology developed to the point that we have currently about 200 medications available as prescription medication, which were designed to work on single different genes. But problem is that most of these medications work on single genes. Some of them may work on 2, some of them on 10, but majority work on single genes. So it's impossible really to use the combination of these medications to get rid of this program for cancer, because you will end up using perhaps 20 or 50 different medications and patients will not be able to tolerate it, okay? However, antineoplastins, which are natural occurring substances which I discovered a long time ago, they work on 112 genes based on laboratory tests. And now when we treat patients, we see that mutated genes are disappearing from patient's system. So now this list is expanding. Right now we are around 180 mutated genes which are affected by antineoplastins. How we can prove it? Well, there's a test, blood test, which can be done by a number of different laboratories approved by the government. It takes 1 week to find out which are the most important mutated genes in patients' blood. And if our treatment is successful, then perhaps after 3 to 4 months, we don't see tumors anymore, and we don't see these genes anymore in the blood test. Mm. And this is an extremely sensitive test because it's discovering a billion parts of gram of genetic material in blood. So it's much more sensitive than scans, because scans limitation is 1/10 of the gram. Here you have billion parts of gram, which you can still detect in blood. So currently technology developed to the point that we can analyze the genes of which are causing cancer before we start the treatment. It takes only 1 week. It's covered by insurance. We put together the treatment plan which works on these genes. Usually antineoplastin, which cover most of these genes, and in some patients all of them. But if not, we just prescribe additional medication which cover these single genes. These are not chemotherapy drugs. These are gene-targeted medications. It's much easier for the patient.
Hey, hold on to that thought, Doc. I want to talk like logistics, how exactly this thing is done, and also what exactly are antineoplastons specifically. Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. More with Dr. B on The Bright Side right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski, internationally recognized cancer researcher, physician, and scientist. He's been treating patients with terminal cancer for decades. So, Dr. B, I love this concept of software and the idea that you got to get rid of the software and cancer as a kind of informational disease, which is really fascinating. So, how exactly is it that these anti-neoplastons interact with the maladaptive software, the software that causes the problem?
Well, there are a number of different mechanisms of actions which were explained based on various biochemical reactions, but the main principle, they work as molecular switches. They turn off the activity of the genes which are causing cancer. These are oncogenes, okay? And they turn on the activity of the genes which are fighting cancer and the tumor suppressor genes, okay? So basically, you're operating with two switches. We turn on cancer defense, anti-cancer defense by upgrading tumor suppressor genes such as TP53, for instance, and we just switch off oncogenes, like, for instance, RAS oncogene, etc., okay? And so it means that we are not destroying cancer cells by hitting them with, say, toxic chemicals, whatever. These are non-toxic medications. They simply turn off electricity in cancer cells, and they die, okay? It's like you have a factory with a switchboard, and the factory is making a lot of various merchandise. And you find out that what happens, they're making bad merchandise. You go to the switchboard, turn this off, manufacturing stops. So that's how it works. So it's not toxic intervention. It's just cybernetic intervention by changing the signals in malignant cells. We are making them to grow, okay? And because in most of the patients, these changes in the genes are acquired over a number of years, you can cure them by removing bad genes. And this can be proven by very sensitive blood tests, which are available now to everybody. And people don't need to pay for it, okay, because it's covered, okay. So, basically, this is the concept, which is, I would say, very peaceful, because we are not using any destruction in the body. We are making cancer cells to die off peacefully. And if, when all of them are dead, the genes are gone with them, which are mutated, and then the patient can live normal life. We have patients who are surviving over 30 years with deadliest tumors you can imagine. First time in medical history, and they live normal life. They have children, they're happy married, and they forgot about having cancer. And we have numerous cases like that, providing that they have the genes on which antineoplastos works. And there are some other medications which can be prescribed to cover the genes for which antineoplastos do not work, okay? Of course, there are patients who have hereditary changes in the genes, and this is a different story. In such cases, it will be very difficult to get rid of mutated genes because they inherited mutated genes from the parents. However, we found that it is still possible if only one copy of the gene is mutated, and this change can be corrected, and the patient may get rid of such mutated genes. But only a small percentage of patients have inherited mutations, and they may require certain maintenance treatments for a longer period of time. On the other hand, the majority of the patients, we just use the treatment until the tumors are gone from the scans and until the genes are gone from the blood, I mean mutated genes, and usually it takes something like 3 to 4 months. After that, we stay on maintenance treatment to make sure that we got rid of everything for another 8 months, and then live happy ever after. Of course, providing that they have the genes for which we have the treatment, and for some patients, we cannot help because we don't have yet medications which will hit these genes. But the research in this area is developed so rapidly that almost every week we hear that there is some new medication which works on such and such gene. And then if this is the gene for which antineoplastos do not work, we can prescribe this medication off-label, for instance, for terminal cancer patients, we can treat them. Well, I must stress that most of our patients are terminal, okay, because we are using for them the right to try law, and this right to try law, Texas law, permits only the treatment of terminal cancer patients. This means that most of these people, they try everything possible to get rid of cancer. We recently had patients, for instance, with breast cancer, with over 20 years history. They went all over the world, and finally the cancer progressed. The life expectancy now is about a couple of months. They came to us. Well, in such patients, we can use antineoplastos, which are still classified as investigational agents, and they are given intravenously. But in patients who are not terminal, we are not permitted to do it because the right to try applies only to terminal cancer patients. We still have some patients who have earlier stages of cancer, but we treat them with the oral dosage form of antineoplastos, which is approved by the FDA as a prescription drug. So that's what can be done. So I really would love to treat such terminal cases because these patients, they don't have any hope. Some of them are brought to us in coma, and we are able to bring them back from comas. Many of them have horrible cancer, and they are recovering. This is a great reward, which we see that's what they do. And they are very positive people. They really would like to fight and get rid of the disease.
Technically speaking, what are antineoplastons? Like, molecularly speaking, are they drugs? Are they botanicals? Are they nutritionals? What exactly are the molecules?
Well, antineoplastons were discovered in human blood. So they circulate in human blood, and they switch off the genes which are causing cancer when they occur, okay? Or they prevent mutations.
Are they part of the immune system? Are they part of the natural immune system?
Yeah, they're part of natural defense, but this is not immune defense. This is biochemical defense because they don't work based on immune mechanism. Of course, they also stimulate the immune system, okay? But the immune reaction is not the main mechanism of action. The main mechanism of action is cybernetic reaction, okay, just switching off the signal, okay. So they circulate in the body, and they prevent formation of cancer in the first place. Whenever the gene is mutated, they try to get rid of this gene, okay? And if this system works well, we shouldn't have cancer. But unfortunately, in patients who have cancer, we see deficiency of antineoplasts in the body. So what we did, I discovered them back in 1967, long time ago. Okay? And then I isolated them, reproduced them synthetically. So right now we are using synthetic antineoplasts because that's what FDA requires. So these are small peptides and amino acid derivatives. So that's how they work, okay? So, but, you know, switches, they don't need to be complex. Switches are usually simple devices, but they can shut off very complex systems. And that's the principle of, say, cyber war against cancer, okay?
So they're basically peptides. They're peptides that are part of the body's natural anti-cancer fighting system.
Correct, but this is the system is just parallel to immune system, and it looks like the system of these peptides developed earlier than immune system. Immune system requires millions of years of development, okay, during a period when people were specializing, okay. So we have immune system in the body, which is very good, of course, but the immune system is trying to kill malignant cells, which is fine, okay. But what we are doing, initially we are trying to get rid of malignant cells by switching off the signals which are making them to grow, okay? That's pretty much what it is.
So how do people, if somebody's listening and they know somebody or they themselves have stage 4 cancer, terminal cancer, how do people get a hold of you? How do people actually, logistically speaking, how do they get this treatment?
Well, usually they knew about us through the word of mouth, but certainly we are on the internet, so we have numerous publications. So they should contact us. Our website is www.cancermed.com.
cancermed.com,
or they should call us. It's 1-800-714-7181. 1-800-714-7181. We have a team of people who are taking care of upcoming calls from patients, of the emails. They immediately ask our doctors to evaluate medical records to find out if we can help these people, and if they can, we try to accept them for treatment, because the time is of the essence for these people. They have very short survival, and if they decide to take the treatment, they should come right away. This is outpatient treatment. We are delivering antineoplasts to a special pump, which patient can program on his own or his family members, and he can use it at home. And for earlier stages of cancer, we are using tablets which are simply prescribed.
Dr. B, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. Thank you so much for what you're doing and restoring hope and for a very, very serious and really scary situation with cancer, terminal cancer especially. Thanks so much, Dr. B, for being on The Bright Side. And that is all the time we have for today, folks. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for joining us. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.